I know that I've been watching in the top non-league football for the last 4 or 5 years scouting, they were all playing for the other team. I know all them players, you know, and I know that I can't even, you know, look on the fringe of what they're paying, because we can't offer people money in the situation. So, you know, I feel sorry for the fans, I feel sorry for everybody, but, you know, we're going to get games like this when, you know, we will get a good stuffing, because they're kids really playing against men.
Alan, there's obviously absolutely no denying the amount of work that you've put in. You've obviously had limited time restraints, money restraints, trying to get a team together. Are you looking at trying to get more players in?
Oh, that's all I ever do, mate. That's all I ever do. But the problem is getting the right person to come for nothing. That's the problem. And we're looking at experience. We're looking at people who have retired. We're looking at people from the United Counties League. But, you know, again, I've spoken to 3 or 4 strikers, the so-called better strikers in the United Counties League, and I think some of their wages would cover our whole expenses today just for one player. So, you know, it's nigh on impossible. I'm not making excuses for myself, because I try and do the best, but it's very hard to get players that want to come and fight and chase and that for, you know, with no reward. You know, on a week Tuesday, I think we're going to Devon. I haven't told some of that, but I'm sure some of them never heard of Devon anyway.
We've got bikes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Alan, obviously with such restraints, it makes your job very hard.
I mean,
are you kept in the light with the goings on, like behind the scenes at the club? Has anyone spoke to you about the proposed takeover or investment?
No, nobody spoke to me about it at all. I don't know what's going on from that point of view. I'm just trying to get the team to fulfil the fixtures, and I thought we were getting somewhere, but it's a backward step today, I'm afraid.
Where do we go from here, Alan? Is it just to take it
well,
week
yeah,
by week
we
basis?
Go to Wellingborough on Tuesday and see if they can play a little bit better than they did today, but there's one or two of them. It's we might be trying one or two more players, put it that way, so watch this space.
Okay. Well, we obviously acknowledge that there are games you're going to come to, and you're just going to come up against a better team. And I think that's a very fair assessment. And it's no dishonour on your boys at all. Obviously, Alan, want to say thank you again for all your continued hard efforts for the team and for the club. And I'm sure that we all appreciate it, and the fans do as well. We get emails and tweets and texts all saying, you know, great work, Alan. Thank you. And we're just happy to even have a team. So, Alan, thanks very much for your time. Just going to have a quick check to see if there's any questions that the fans have sent in on our emails and things. Team travel donations, Alan. Have you received any money for the team?